DW, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the fifth episode of Dirty Deals, a DW crime fighters radio drama on the hidden dangers of corruption. In the previous episode, 22-year-old student Zita decided to start a social media campaign against corruption after she learned about some dirty deals being done in Bazengo City Hall. Zita called her anti-corruption campaign name and shamed them. What she doesn't know is that her fiancé, Kapaka, acts as a shadow lawyer for business tycoon Richie, who is involved in the dirty deals. Last time, Richie urged Kapaka to find out how much Zita knows about the corruption cases, especially the one involving a company called City Holdings, and who gave her this sensitive information. A few days have passed since then. This episode is called Watch Your Back. Let's join Zita and Kapaka in their law class to find out where the story will take us next. Chancellor Njoro is giving a lecture.
The interpretation of the law depends on the context in which the offence was committed. Remember, as legal counsel, your goal is always to help your client understand what he or she is up against. All right, class. Let's take a 5-minute break.
Oh, finally. Really good.
So, Zita, you really won't tell me how you got hold of your information on City Holdings? Even though we are a couple and are planning to be partners in our own law firm when we graduate?
No, Kapaka, I won't tell you. Sorry. I promised I'd protect my source.
It's that town clerk, isn't it? What's her name, Berry? She's the one who gave you the information, isn't she?
Kapaka, why is this suddenly so important for you? You ought to respect my decision. You know I never keep any secrets from you. Only this.
Zita, what's got into you? You believe City Holdings is to blame for the fire in Guraya and the bridge collapse in Bazengo? Seriously? And then you go and publish all these unsubstantiated allegations on social media? You're out of your mind. They could sue you for libel.
Guess what? Since I created my Name and Shame Them page, it's been liked by more than 10,000 people. And my posts have been shared thousands of times. So no, I don't think I'm crazy. As a matter of fact, I think people are happy to have an opportunity to talk and share about how this corruption is choking us. I don't care who it is, City Holdings or anyone else. Whoever breaks the law should be held responsible, and if they're found guilty, they should be punished.
You've no idea who you're dealing with. For your own sake, I beg you, please end this charade. The sooner you do it, the better.
Kapaka, whose side are you on? Huh? Tell me. Come on, whose side are you on?
I'm on your side. I've always been on your side. I'm just worried about you because what you're doing is dangerous. But you can always count on me.
Oh, really? Then tell me this. Why haven't you liked, shared, or posted a comment yet on my Name and Shame Them page? Everyone in this class has, except you. Can I really count on you?
Well, but you see, the thing is...
Oh, save your breath, Kapaka.
Aren't you going to answer your phone?
Zita Bamju speaking. Hello? Who is this?
I'll only say this once. Delete your social media page immediately or face the consequences.
Who are you? How did you get my number?
I'm a man you don't want to rub up the wrong way. If you value your life, take that social media site down right now. I hope your little fiancé Kapaka has made this clear to you.
How do you know Kapaka? What's he got to do with my anti-corruption campaign? He's not involved. Leave him out of this.
You're so naive. So stupid. I only have 3 words for you. Watch your back.
Honorable Mayor Rachel, there's no need to worry. I can handle the situation.
Richie, do you have any clue what this scandal could do to my career? It's election year, for goodness sake. And everything you construct is collapsing. What the hell is going on?
My workers are already on the ground trying to temporarily fix Bazengo Bridge. It was the rains. They were just too heavy this time.
The rain's my foot. You think I don't know the real reason why the bridge collapsed? Come on. With any luck, you'll convince the public it was the rain that caused it. But don't try that line on me.
Leave it to me. I'll handle it.
You're an incompetent construction manager, Richie. You're ruining my image as mayor of this city. Which is why I'm firing you from your position as executive director of my company, City Holdings.
What? No, Madam Mayor, there's no need to make such an irrational decision. Like I said, I have things under control.
The hell you do? How come that young law student has managed to find out about the contracts given to City Holdings? You assured me this would remain absolutely secret. Now we are all over social media and people are shouting for heads to roll.
I know it looks as if she has the upper hand, but I've already called her. I think she's got the message. And anyway, she'll never find out who's behind City Holdings. There's nothing anywhere that can be traced back to you.
She had better not find out or you'll be in big trouble. This is your last chance, Richie. Last chance. I want that social media page down by tomorrow or else.
I told her to take it down immediately, Mayor Rachel.
And then I want you to reconstruct Bazingo Bridge double quick. This time you'll use good quality material and workers who know what they're doing.
Yes, Mayor Rachel.
And those tenants who are still living in the temporary shelter in Bazingo High School? The ones whose flats were destroyed in the fire? I want them moved into some decent residential buildings. The school holidays will be over soon, and they have to be rehoused by then. Do you understand?
Of course, Mayor Rachel.
When you've organized this, I want to be there to open the new buildings myself. And I want the media present to report on Mayor Rachel at work.
Yes, Mayor Rachel.
Oh, and give me the number of that impressive young law student. What's her name? Zita?
Yeah.
I want to call her to offer my personal support in her fight against corruption.
Hello? Zita Bamju speaking?
Zita, hi. This is Terry Bamba of Bazingo Radio. I'd like to interview you about your anti-corruption campaign on social media. Would that be okay?
Oh, hi, Terry, of course. That's wonderful. You mean you want to interview me right now? On the phone?
If possible, yes. We'd like to broadcast the interview this evening.
I'm in the library right now. Can you hold the line for a second while I go out?
Sure.
Okay, we can talk now.
Good. So, just let me start the recording. Recording now. Zita, your social media campaign, Name and Shame Them, has over 50,000 followers and counting. How does that make you feel?
I'm really humbled by the tremendous support I've received. It shows just how fed up Bazingo residents are with the high level of corruption in our local and national government.
So what's your goal? What do you hope to achieve with this anti-corruption campaign?
I have two main goals. One is to expose those involved in graft, to name and shame them. Secondly, I hope that legal action will be taken against those shown to be involved in corruption. As a law student, I can offer help to anyone who's prepared to take the fight to the courtroom.
Why are you so eager to do this?
Look, it's because of corruption that hundreds of families are still living as internally displaced people. If those responsible at the city hall had adhered to safety standards, instead of taking bribes to look the other way, Guraya wouldn't have burnt down. Not to mention Bazingo Bridge, which somehow cost $50 million to construct and is now just a heap of rubble. Obviously, the money wasn't spent wisely. Someone has clearly benefited from this.
It seems you really want to make a difference. How are you planning to achieve this?
I'd like to address all of your listeners and say, join me. Share your story on how corruption is affecting you and our country. Post your pictures and videos of any corrupt activity you come across. Only by naming and shaming them can we truly win this war against corruption. And also, say no to corruption yourself. If someone tries to bribe you, the answer should always be no.
And with that inspirational speech from Zita, we end this episode of Crime Fighters Dirty Deals. Although Zita has received a threatening call from a stranger, it seems she's not afraid to continue her campaign against corruption. Tune in next time to find out how the story continues. For now, it's goodbye from us.
Crime Fighters.